Hi everybody, I'm Katya and welcome to the Lotus Flower Yoga Podcast. Feel free to follow me on Twitter, Facebook and YouTube. Now let's begin.
So hi guys, so in this tutorial we're going to focus on our shoulder stand. So again, we're going to go through this possibly if you've never done a shoulder stand before, allowing yourself to build with more confidence so that you can slowly progress up into shoulder stand in your class environment when you're at a class. So if there's any tutorials that you would like me to do, then please do give me a comment below and I will work towards doing that. I'm also going to be putting all the benefits and the precautions and reasons why you just wouldn't do this pose on my blog spot, which will be below. So I hope that you can join me as we explore shoulder stand. Okay guys, so to begin this session, you're going to need a section of a wall. So you're going to allow yourself just to bring yourself so that you are quite snug against the wall. So the wall will be behind. And then you're just going to roll onto one side. Again, optional. It doesn't really matter. Just roll onto one side. So you're just in a little ball on your side. And then I just want you to roll onto your back. And then just send your legs up the wall. So I'm maybe a few centimetres away from the wall. But again, it depends on yourself. I just want you to keep your head in alignment with the spine. So you're definitely not going to move your head left to right because we don't want to create any injury within the neck or the shoulders. So the hands are just going to either come down or up the side of the body, whichever one feels comfortable. And I'm going to get us to bring our feet to the floor, to the wall. They're going to be about hip width in distance. And then from here, you're just going to find yourself an inhale. And I just want you to push into the wall with the feet and start to gently roll your spine up. So you're allowing yourself just to roll it up to any point that feels comfortable. You can stop at any point. And then just exhale and roll back down. This is a gorgeous movement also for opening up the shoulders and getting rid of any tension. So with the inhale, roll up, massage into the back, into the shoulders, and as you exhale, roll down. It's, if not my favorite pose, this one, as well as the headstand. Inhale all the way back up. Now you can just continue to work with this, just allowing yourself to move up and down. Otherwise, on the next one, we're going to come up. And then as you come up, I just want you to bring your hands onto your lower back. So you're bringing your hands onto the lower back and you're tucking your elbows so that they come in underneath the back also. So they're quite hugged in. So they're not kind of splaying. So they're nice and hugged in. Your shoulders are back. Your neck is lovely and open and lengthened. And then from here, you're just going to maybe see if you can bring one knee towards the chest or towards the body. And then just bring that foot down and then just switch to the other side. And then just bringing that down. And then bringing one knee in and then maybe bringing both knees into the chest or towards the head so that your calves are vertical. And then this is just a little bit of an inverted, so it's not as much pressure on the neck. So allowing yourself just to find a few breaths there. And again, you're building on this, so you can stay here. Otherwise, you might find, no, I want to allow my hips to come a little bit higher, and I want to send one leg up. And then I want to send the other leg up. And again, you can stay there, make sure that the head doesn't slip. And you can allow yourself just to have the big toes just on top of the eyes. And again, you're allowing yourself. I'm inverted again, so my hips are almost in line with my elbows rather than being vertical. And again, it's just releasing off any pressure or any discomfort in the neck over a build-up of time. So just allowing yourself just to find a few breaths here. You can stay up again as long as feels good for you. If you know that your practice is deeper and you want to work deeper, you can send the hips so that they're on top of your shoulders. But again, just being really aware of what is going on in your neck. This might not even be suitable for your neck, so please be mindful. And then again, you can find a few breaths there. So everything is a vertical line from the toes all the way up the body. You can just gaze at the navel as you breathe. And last breath. Now as you come down, I just want you to, again, just allow that little bit of an invert to come in. So it's not as, it's just releasing it off gently. Release all the pressure off the neck. And then bring in your knees gently in towards the head. And then slowly take one foot back to the wall and then the other. And then again, just release your hands and then just roll down your spine. And again, don't go anywhere. Just stay there just for a moment. Just observing the release in the shoulders, in the neck. The pressure that might have built up that now you can feel more so as you've come down. And then just gently roll onto one side. Don't come up. Just roll onto one side. Let all of the blood neutralize. And in your own time, stay here as long as you need to. Just using the hands to support you to come all the way back up. So guys, on my blog, I will give reasons as to doing this, not to do this, and some other things. So hope you like this tutorial. Give me a thumbs up if you did. And I will see you soon for another one. Namaste.